I was gonna say, what the? I was gonna say, what is that? Who playing like that?
That's a real child, baby.
If it's your dad, Jessie, how y'all doing? I don't know what to say. I don't really know what to say.
That's our baby talking. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your home tomato, Angela. Jerk.
And it's Houston Riri, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey. Happy New Year.
Time, woo.
Oh, Lord.
Right? That's a woo, too.
Lord, oh, Lord. It deserves it, baby.
See you on CC time. Okay. So, well, it's a whole new year, guys. And I'm still writing 2014 on every piece of paper I sign, of course. But who isn't? So I guess we could just.
I'm not. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, really?
Yeah. Gotta get used to it.
Okay, so we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into our gossip, as usual. Same routine, gossip, and then we get into some stuff that matters a little bit in life. So, yesterday, Tuesday.
Yep, yep.
Tuesday. Oh, the Have and Have Nots came back on today, but I haven't watched it. I have not watched the Have and Have Nots. However, I'm not really into the Have and the Have Nots. It's like too much going on at one time for me.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see that. I don't think I like television shows anymore. Because I like movies.
Yeah.
Give me 2 hours and then get to the damn point. I don't want to keep, soon as they get to the finale, it's a whole other big question mark. Like, what the hell? I'm tired of it.
And that's what the Have and Have Nots did to you. And then, it's just so much going on that you forget who did who, this, and then that. And then it's just confusing. It really is. I just can't take anymore. So I'm sorry I didn't watch that to be able to tell y'all about it. But I did watch Love and Hip Hop New York. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. Ooh-wee.
Love and Hip Hop New York, I think, is like the most boring season. And at this point, I'm starting to believe that everything is fake because they have, like, the worst viewers. Like, that show is just stupid. It's, like, so pointless to me.
It's like, how in the world is all this stuff too over the top?
Yeah, Mona's just a little too messy now.
Baby. Like, okay, now, I'm sorry, but you ain't, I'm not going to call my daughter no damn dog.
Yeah, that was it for me. I was like, not tuning in next week.
I haven't watched it. Who called her a dog?
Her name is Diamond Strawberry. She's dating this guy. He lives in New York. She was living in L.A. And they was dating for 2 years, and she never told him that she had a daughter. And she would, if the baby would make noise or she slipped up, she would say her dog, not her daughter. So all this time, they've been dating 2 years, and he thinks she has a fucking dog, not a daughter.
She's trifling as hell. What a mother would do that? You gonna date a nigga for 2 whole years? He don't know you got a child. What if you don't like kids?
I know.
That's what we found out at the end of the. They were showing the clip for next week. Yeah.
He has an older son, and he also has a 6-month-old baby, which he had while he was with her. So he got some secrets to tell too. And I see a lot on social media, people attack her anytime she posts a picture with her daughter. Now, they be like, oh, you got your dog out? You know, they be like,
Lord forgive me, but they should know that baby like that.
And then she, like, I was trying to, like, people would go on there and be like, well, you know, it's scripted. You know, she really didn't say that. It's just scripted. But at the same time, if you go degrade your daughter for some money, what does that say about you still? You know, like.
Everybody knows how Moni get when it's time to cut and edit on stuff, so come on now. You still made it sound like your daughter was something because he didn't know about your daughter for 2 years, so I kind of think that part was not edited. Because He didn't know for 2 whole years. So what were you saying all the other time? What else did you call in order that we didn't get to hear?
Here's my thing. That whole hot mess of Peter Guns. I thought it was bad last season.
Yeah,
oh, God, it got worse.
I don't understand him. I don't understand, like,
doesn't he want to call back now?
It seems that way. It seems like he never really wanted to leave.
Listen. I need all the listeners to listen. Now, if y'all want to, y'all can go to Amina Butterfly Instagram. But if you look at this girl with black hair, she looks just like Tara. I thought I was tripping. I was on her Instagram. I'm like, why the hell she got a picture of Tara on her Instagram? But it was her. That shit is weird. He got a type for sure. But I think he was just looking for the fun in her because him and Tara was going through some things. She reminded him of Tara. You know, that's how they kicked it. And then he ended up getting a whole extra situation out of it. But it was scary how that motherfucker looked like. I'm just saying.
That happened when you had it. I'm going to go and date somebody else. And they're going to be all happy and loving with my my current girlfriend used to be. But she been in a relationship with you for 8 years. That's different from 8 weeks. Hell, she still likes you 8 week. 8 years. She's just comfortable with your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a question for you, Angela. I've been waiting to bug you about this. So, I saw that she watched a certain Christmas movie.
You think I've been? Yes, I did. And when the marathon, Hit the Floor Marathon came on BET, I was glued to the TV like I'd never seen every episode, okay? Watched it so hard. I love me some McKinley Freeman that day.
I know, there were some new people on Facebook acting like they were about their life. So, ooh, Hit the Floor is on BET. Like, y'all fake fans. They bandwagon fans.
They're unfamiliar. You look unfamiliar. You're unfamiliar. We're not. McKinley, you know what's real. I don't have time for this. He told me he loved me, y'all. Still remember.
I'm going to have that clip for now. What I'm going to do, I'll make sure I have my next show. I'm going to have that clip from when he said, Angela, I love you, and play that every show. just for a reminder.
For oh, my Lord. Yeah, the love you so much.
Yeah, question mark.
Why? Sadie, this is what I wanted to get on you about. Well, not necessarily
you, but Lord. We
have to talk about this because I know I'm not tripping. Okay, so everybody knows that I hate T.I.'s show, The Family Hustle.
Yeah.
So, I feel like
they're the Huxtables. I feel like
he tries too hard. I feel like he's acting. I feel like he's trying too hard to be, you know, what people want to see. So I feel like everything's fake in my eyes.
No, I'll tell you why I don't think it's fake. I think T.I. is that corny for real.
No.
I think he really is that corny.
But I'm not comparing these two shows since they're both rappers and even though one ain't had no hits in a while. So we're going to compare T.I.'s show with Nelly's show. I'm sorry, I like Nelly's show. It felt more real.
I love Nelly's show.
What?
More at home.
I love Nelly's show.
Nelly's show over T.I.'s show?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
T.I.'s show ain't nothing but some fake-ass adventures and learning lessons with some ugly-ass.
Yeah, I don't think T.I.'s show is real. Nelly's show seems more real because it seems like shit that normally happen in life versus these sport-ass wannabe Huxtable brats, which I have no problem with them because T.I., you my boo, you cute, I feel all that. But still, they show
I think I don't think they're trying to be real necessarily. I think they do that because it's funny. It's like, you know, they just do goofy stuff. Because nobody really just doing it. It's like, I guess it's like them having a sitcom without having a sitcom. That's what it feels like every time you watch it. Because it's only 30 minutes. And like you said earlier, Houston, you like to get straight to the point. I hate these shows to be an hour that just drag on BS and try so hard to give us drama.
Then
like, give it to me in 30 minutes. Thank you. Come on now.
I like Nelly's show. I really like Nelly's show. I see him and T.I. are pretty cool, but I think no slugs to Miss Jackson and all that. I just think he looked it better with Ashanti. I'm sorry.
I just can't take it.
He just looked better with Ashanti.
I love them together.
He doesn't seem genuine with her.
His daughter chopped her up. so good. And
she told her, because baby, you're going to make me mad. She like, because when you make me mad, oh, my dad is not going to like you. I was like, oh, she would just say those exact words. She be reading Ms. Jackson like ain't no tomorrow.
She do be reading.
She be reading that ass.
I do be getting mad. I agree. I be, because I'm like, man, can they get back together? Like, man, somebody,
yeah.
Ashanti and Nelly just made sense. Like,
yeah.
You remember that video,
Ashanti,
good?
I bet you Ashanti and the girl, I bet Ashanti and the daughter, Nene, or whatever her name is, I think they get it
along. Got along. They
the
probably
girl.
Really did.
They probably got along real good.
What's her name? Nene, Nene?
I know it's Saint. It's,
They got some
Trey.
Real, them right there are real nicknames, okay?
Yeah, Saint. what is her name? Nana. No,
Nana,
is it Nana
there you
Saint?
Go.
But I think
yeah,
Nana
is
Saint's name,
Saint.
Too.
No, Nana is his daughter. Saint is his
okay,
niece.
Yeah. She looks pretty with braids.
Yes,
on the
does.
Little, the theme show part when she has a braid.
Well, she looks
pretty
with her
I don't
hair
like the short
period.
Hair.
Nana
yeah,
don't
I don't like the
hair.
Short hair.
She'll be like, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. Her daddy fine, though. Her cousin
oh, Lord. That's what it is. Y'all like when he take his goddamn shirt off. That's why y'all like that
no,
show. Y'all
I'm
like, y'all want to see when Nelly going to take that shirt off. Y'all go
I'm
crazy.
Not, that's not why I watch the show, because Nelly got a nice body, but it's not like, oh, my gosh, his shirt is up. No, not at all.
Yeah, well, my
Nelly is fine.
Tell me
about
yeah,
it's fine. They're both fine. So, I mean, don't matter.
My like, yeah,
I mean, because look
like,
at...
When my friend told me about Nelly's show, I was like, ain't nobody want to see that dumb shit. But
yeah,
it actually
like
ended
it.
Up being a really good show.
Yeah. It seems something like... it seems like stuff that our families would do and go through versus the adventurous stuff that T.I. and them do, which it could be because they got money, but...
We're
going to
make a signature lemonade
feels,
and go get a test of the lab, really?
Yeah, like, let's do some stuff that make y'all seem normal. The stuff y'all do make it seem like your kids are too privileged. I'm need them to get a lesson in real life, because what you going to do when they go out in the world? You better have a whole bunch of money to pass on down to them and to pass on down to their kids, because they're not really learning life lessons to me from looking at their show, which I could be wrong. I'm just saying, the 30 minutes that I see.
I tell you the crazy one, the one show that cracks me, the spinoff, the Weed Trip, Tiny, this is
oh,
Tiny
yeah,
Chicana
so
country ass. They are
that
so freaking, I'm like, y'all country ass.
I'm like, y'all country ass.
They so funny. I like it. I didn't watch it like that. I only watched probably like 3 shows of it. It's funny. Chicana makes the show, you know. No slugs to, what's her name, Tiny? You know, I like Tiny too, but Chicana makes the show. Chicana makes their show when she's on the show. So.
Yes, I was about to say
funny.
That. She just took it with my mouth.
Yeah, she's just funny. And, like, even though she cursed a lot and in the wrong sense,
yes.
She's still so real. That's what makes it seem
yeah,
like, I'm going to tune in because she's real. You're going to get some real live stuff out of her.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
is very true.
Y'all, I'm sitting there thinking at a scab.
Oh, we got a caller.
We'll
check to see what the caller is.
Damn, they're gone. You know how you peel that last little bit off so it can be gone off your hand? Then you leave that little faded skin. They got to get the color back. That's
okay, y'all, we got a caller. It's from ATL. Caller, what's your name? Oh, this is your girl, Tawny. Don't be talking about my show. Tip.
Yeah.
Come on, okay, let's not go get that hair we all have here.
That is so damn childish.
Everything.
Childish.
Come on, get that hair over here.
What? What you saying over there?
What the hell?
Well, I be asking my damn self every fucking week. Like, what the hell are you saying? I don't understand nothing that she be saying. I could need somebody with some sign language that she be talking.
Oh, my God. I understand her. It ain't that bad.
That's funny, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I'm sorry, Tiny, but that was funny. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, what's another show that's ouch. What's, I'm really tuned into this.
What
you know, all the shows coming back though. They, the end of the month, all the good shows coming back.
No, Power. I know it's so late, and it's not coming back until girl. Power's a real live truth. Power gonna have you, Angela. You gonna be like, oh, this girl. You gonna be yelling at the TV. Power is the truth.
Episode 1.
I'm gonna need you to come out. Y'all can't talk while I'm talking because this 50 Cent is listening. I need him to hear this. 50 Cent, I need you to bring your ass off tour so y'all can film the rest of Power so we all can watch it. We're waiting, goddammit. Nobody wants to wait a year to watch something so damn good. You out of line for this. I'm just
Episode one alone was very good. I haven't seen the whole season, but I watched the episodes. Man, I watched episode one. She was showing. She was showing the driver her cooch on low key. Oh, yeah. I was like, what? What is going on? I'm not ready for this.
He was sleeping with the FBI agent. He saw sleeping with the FBI. He didn't even know that was the FBI. Man, I'm just like, yeah, I'm crunk about this. I can't wait. Somebody to come on because I'm ready to watch this again.
Okay. You know what's going to seem like it's going to be kind of like that show. This new one coming out, Empire.
Empire.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be just like it.
Spoke out about it.
Empire?
I heard that 50 Cent spoke out about Empire. I didn't get a chance to read what was supposed to be said, but yeah, I heard he said something about it.
Want me to go find out?
I'm pretty sure.
Right now? I'll find out before we're on a break and see what it is.
See. Oh, man, it's a break time right now. I just lost track of time. All right, well, we'll go to some music, come back, and we'll chop it up some more. You already know what I'm going to do, Angela. It's been a while since I got to be chopping with y'all. So I'm trying to see which way else I'm going to go. Which chatter's route am I going to go? So you say, go ahead. Okay, I got you. I got you, Angela. Angela just messaged me and told me, yes, play some really childish, says it. Okay, here we go.
Are you from Houston?
Man, I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, and I'm a female.
Y'all ain't figured out my strategy yet? I sit at home and I watch Scandal and I wait for dumb shit to happen. And you jam this shit because I say, hold up. What up, PA? Pimp Squad! Shit. the club featuring DJ Cho. Produced by June James. Hey, Stan, what up? Hold up.
Childish.
Hold up.
That first song.
Yeah, he played. And so I was rolling the entire time. But guess what I found? Okay, so that's the Empire and what is it called? Power. So this is what happened. Taraji 50 Cent said, quote unquote, Power season 2 is unbelievably good. Trust me. I have the best writers and showrunner. I like Terrence Howard and Taraji Henson. I don't like that they would copy the marketing. So, and then he put a picture side by side with telling the fans or I think Instagram or whatever to choose which one was better. So, doing the promotions or whatever before they aired the show, I guess Taraji was doing like questions and somebody asked her, how do you feel about what 50 Cent said about you and Terrence Howard? She said, I pay attention to dollars, not cents. And then another person commented saying, oh, no time. Wait, but listen, that ain't the gotcha. Another person said, ouch, no time for small change. She quoted it and said, I'm just saying, I couldn't even find a cent sign. Bye, bitch. Wait a minute, Taraji, Taraji is who, though, yeah. Okay, nobody said Taraji is who, honey.
No, you know what? 50 Cent, you know what? I'm so sick of 50 Cent because he's like become, instead of just worried about making his damn money, you know, it's one thing about roasting, but he spent more time hating on people than doing anything else. Like, nigga,
I
realize that he sold
like,
a lot of records.
It's a marketing thing for 50. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Like, 50 ain't trying to sell a record at all. Like, 50 make a record just for people to talk about how bad 50 record is just because he stays in your mouth because he's talking shit. So you're going to talk shit about 50. So he stays on your mind. Like, him talking shit about people, even if it's the smallest thing, he makes so much more, you know, in marketing-wise because so many people are like, what are you saying? Let me go look that up. Let me see what 50 did this, 50 did that. Or is it like 50? I only got something to say. Let me see what 50 said stupid today. So whether you believe it or not, it's just like a marketing strategy. As for as long as I'm on your mind or being talked about, even if it's in a negative manner, it's still publicity.
But here's the
he
thing, though.
He makes
more
money off
of
other
that.
Shit than he do music.
Like, most definitely.
He never made as much money off of his music as he did with his other projects. And he don't give a damn about his music, obviously.
No, I mean, here's the thing, Angela, like, it's not the fact that he does. It's not, I understand the promotional strategy, but this is one of the things he should have let go. Like, it's hard to get good black TV shows with good stories that's juicy, and especially on network TV. You know, and it's not the time. That's one of the realm. I understand when he roasts him Floyd Mayweather or whatnot, but because Floyd Mayweather would make his money regardless. But in the TV world, you know, they like to snatch black shows in a second. So we don't need to be doing that. We should be congratulating that, hey, another black show is able to have the light of day on TV.
I mean, that's cool, but when it's another black show that's the same show that you just did, if he feels that way, that sounds like what he means by it. Like, it's like they almost trying to steal what he's doing. That's what it sounds to me. I haven't seen either one of them, but I mean, after I watched them both and then compared them, if it looks like a watered down, let's just change the script here and there, then I will understand what he's talking about. But, I mean, any type of show is hard to stick around because black people don't support black people, period. And it's not going to matter with one person. Like, 50 Cent can't change the world overnight by his goddamn self because at the same time, everybody rolled on Ja Rule? When 50 said, fuck him, he a waster, everybody said, fuck Ja Rule. And everybody was just jamming him a year before for the J-Lo block and shit. And 50 said, stop fucking
with him. His thought was ironic, Angela. I think it reminds me of, ever since I ever saw the show, about the show or not, every time I say it, I'm like, man, it reminds me of, I'm like, what is this, Hustle and Flow Part 2? Because if you think about it, it's the same two people.
Oh, yeah, because they were both
in there. And it still kind of deals with the same exact world because they were in music and a lot of ratchet stuff was going on. And and it's ironic that both of them were married. To me, it feels like it's like loosely a continuation of Hustle and Flow, but not. So that's what I felt like it was. So for me, that it kind of had its own merit for me already with it. I like both shows. Both shows seem
promising.
I got to
see it, though. I got to see
it. Yeah, I haven't
seen
it, so I can't really say. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good show because of, you know, they already had that chemistry already. Taraji, they already had that good, and it looks natural on screen. So, it's not the two of them to worry about. It's like the younger actors that they're gonna be acting over the top and whatnot. That's what I'm worried about.
Probably so.
More than likely, right?
Shit never fails.
Okay, they always do it.
Do the damn.
But Taraji is my girl, so
yeah, she's hilarious.
And they got Gabrielle Sidibe on there too.
Really? Oh. Don't say. Speaking of Gabrielle, me and Mary Jane come back on February. I'm ready.
Wait a minute. You said Gabrielle who?
I said I don't know who he said, Gabrielle somebody.
Yeah, because I was like, who? And then you like, Gabrielle. I'm like, well, she know it too, because I don't know what she.
No,
she's talking about Gabrielle.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
talking about Gabby Sidibe. Gabby Sidibe is a girl who played Precious.
Okay. So, Mary Jane.
She did. She low key was going. That was a low key dip. Y'all kind of said,
no, it wasn't. It's just that it wasn't nothing to say, oh, wow, because I hated Precious. I think that was just the most disgusting movie. I never watched it again.
Yeah,
but I know this, so I watched it to the end, but I never watched it again.
Yeah,
especially
when
she was eating that chicken. That was the most disgusting thing ever, her eating that chicken and running.
No, them pig feet was the
most
chicken.
That was the most disgusting? Maybe.
Yeah,
anyway,
her running around. The way she was eating that chicken, I couldn't do it.
We done with Precious, because I don't like that movie. Monique really pissed me off about that. That's disgusting. Anyway, Mary Jane, when does that come back on?
It comes on February the 3rd, I believe.
Okay, can't wait.
It's going to be so good. I just sat at home and watched Nick and I watched a little short movie or whatever. I hope she find her man. Well, you know what? If she find her man, it might be over. So maybe she don't need to find love just yet. But it is a really good show. I like it.
Oh, which I know
so,
I hit the floor.
Gabrielle, she do be over the top sometimes, like in her personal life, not
yeah, I
want to
figure out what
she's
going to be doing. She was a little loose in the last one, so I wonder what she's going to be doing as a married woman now. What is all she going to be doing? Because, baby, she was turned up.
Yeah, she was pretty loose.
I
mean, she might
still
turn up hell. He turns the fuck up, make souvenirs and everything. Shit.
What show is better? Because I haven't watched that show yet. Like, what show is better, that or Scandal, in your opinion? I've got to look at that book.
I've never watched Scandal.
Scandal's a
trash.
I can't say. The first season was the best. Because, you know, as they continue on with these seasons, they just start getting too much and too extra. I like Mary Jane. The single woman in me loved that show. But Scandal's a trash, too.
How to Get Away with Murder.
That's a good show.
I've never watched that. I like shows. I would probably like the show. It just gets frustrating having to keep up with so much storyline sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Well,
sometimes
here's the thing with that show
much.
Too. It's not a full series. It's like only one season, so that's why they give you everything so quickly. And that's why I like you said earlier, to get to the point.
how Hit the Floor is season. We were trying to figure out who the fuck killed the old dance bitch.
And we saw that at the end.
Exactly.
Other shows,
I'm looking,
when it gets to the finale.
The half and a half house. A bitch got ran over. Somebody got killed. Somebody on drugs. Somebody killed somebody who was on drugs. And somebody else
called.
No,
car. But look.
Then somebody shot
not
somebody
even that.
Shit.
Not even that. On other shows, I watched Revenge. I was so into it. And then when I got to the season finale, she never saw, you know, got the revenge for her dad being put in jail and all that. Then the next season ran, finale, she still didn't get to it. It's like, at least get to the ending point at the end of the season and start me back over on something else next season. But damn, I watched it to see if Shadaddy was going to ever get revenge. Can I see the daddy get revenge this season? I mean, I'm not going to wait 5 seasons. I just can't do that. That makes no sense to me to be watching that long. So like,
never
are you
think
serious?
You're
going to
wait that long.
You messy as hell. You can continue to find things to put in between until you let us get the revenge part. The show is called Revenge.
Stop fucking saying about Love and Hip Hop. How many more things
Love
and Hip Hop are we
going to
get?
That's just
like,
bullshit.
Yeah, they need to just stop
that's
that by now. I'm tired of Love
and
Hip Hop.
That's pure stupidity. Just like
Love and Hip Hop is like the boyfriend
and
girlfriend that won't go. It's like the guy or girl that like you, but you don't like them back, but they keep trying. That's what Love and Hip Hop is like.
Oh,
every
that's
day
don't
week.
I know.
Yeah, that's one. But like, the other show, Sorority Sister. That is the newest.
I didn't watch it.
I wanted to see what the big fuss is about. Because I kept seeing people post like, boycott this show, don't watch this show. So I'm like, damn, is it that bad that people is like, trying to
I think it's because they know
so,
it can get very ratchet and they don't want to ruin their, you know, the look that everybody has on sororities and fraternities.
Yeah.
I think they don't want the Greek life to be congruent. That's something that's
beautiful,
a great achievement. Yeah, that's a great achievement if you can become a frat or a sorority sister or whatever. So knowing Mona Scott, she's messy. I'm not going to say she's messy. She messy because anybody can do all that crazy stuff. You messy. She's messy. Shonda Rhimes, she's messy too. But I can imagine
but
them
messy. Shonda Rhimes is a good messy.
But, yeah, Shonda Rhimes is an educated messy. Mona Scott is a ghetto hood messy. No fluff. So she got way more money than I could ever think of. But anyway, I think that's the thing. They don't want it to be, the image to be tainted, fooling with Mona.
Yeah. And then I seen last night after the show, because that's the only episode I watched, and it was just a whole bunch of arguing. I can't tell the children just arguing about the stupidest shit, most pettiest shit ever. But I watched it last night, and it was so stupid. I never watched again. And then after that, pretty much had like a sit-down, open-type discussion thing where they're talking about, you know, all of the heat and backlash that they're getting from their sorority sisters and just viewers, period, about, you know, how they're representing their letters and blah, 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 blah. But everyone is trying to take in the fence that, you know, they're trying to say, like, they feel normal people and different stuff like that. Which makes sense, but at the same time, you can't say that you're a normal person, you didn't do this, get into this because of your sorority when you got into a show based on your sorority. So it's kind of like contradicting, like how they, every girl said, when I got into this, I looked at this as an opportunity for people to be able to see, you know, that we're still normal people, but I say this and that. So you said that, but then you're going to say, I didn't do this for my sorority. Like, you're not making sense. If that was the case, you would have got on here and said, I'm a Delta, I'm an AKA. You know, like, why did you even say that if that wasn't your reason for being there? So, you know,
that was their cheesy way to get their college to support the show, the college crowd. That was their cheesy way of doing it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What did you just say?
You're right, Sadie, because they don't have, like, College Hill no more. That's the college show.
Oh, yeah.
College Hill was it. Just bring
that
back College Hill. Stop bullshitting. Bring back College Hill. That's what we want. Now
yeah.
I'm telling you,
okay,
I'm
going to
watch
like
Love It.
It's okay when you have all that drama in college because you ratchet. We understand it. But when you're like 30, 40 years old doing that stuff, that's kind of like too much. So I think they just bring it back, dial it back to the kids and let them act the clown.
Yes, because College Hill is realistic. It really is like that in college. I don't care if nobody wants to sit here and fake around and say it is like what
was
you
real.
See in that show is very close to how it is in college.
Yeah,
real
in
life.
The real life. Yeah. I must agree.
Thotting, every day is a thought adventure waiting to happen. That's exactly how every day is.
You had a thought adventure waiting to happen. Oh my God. I can't.
So yeah, I miss y'all, man. Them 2 weeks I'm sitting here like every night, like Tuesday come by and it'd be 9 o'clock here and I'm looking at the clock like, oh, I ain't got to do a show today. Like it feels extra lame when I was doing that break. Like I need it, but I hate it at the same time. Because it's so much stuff be happening.
Like, you're right. A lot of stuff does happen when we have, like, that break. So I want to say shout out to Desi. She couldn't be on the call tonight. Shout out to Desi. She will be back. And also, congratulations to Desi because she got engaged, guys. Whoop.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Go, Desi.
Now that I think about this, fuck that.
Look, what? So am I the only person who ain't got no committed relationship? Is that what this is?
Hey, don't feel bad. I'm in the club, too.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to be like, damn, I got to get my life together in 2015. I'm trying to de-racketize.
I got a little more ratchet left in me. I'll take it better when I turn
2015. Y'all think so?
I'd wait till 30.
You said
you're not 30, I'll think about
it. You're trying to de-racketize.
Girl, I doubt it.
There you
go. It's
all right. Yeah, I don't think so, Angela. As long as Instagram exists, you'll never stop being ratchet.
They play songs if you're listening. How you doing? I just go through a picture of you and you looking real good.
Oh Lord.
Well.
Wow. Oh Lord.
Well, I had to speak on a great song growing up.
Maybe that's all you can say. Well.
No, I saw a lot of women. What's the a lot of women today? I saw on my timeline was thirsting over Justin Bieber. That was
Justin
drunk.
Bieber.
That was
and that Kevin.
Oh Lord, you too. You too. Here we go.
I'm not a Justin Bieber fan.
Y'all was there. Y'all was on extra thirsty.
You evil. You evil. You don't like loving, caring music. Well, they ain't really loving and caring. It's kind of loving and fighting. But it's still kind of, yes, you.
I don't listen to
you
my
like,
boy. I don't know why people
no, you listen
so
to
serious.
Gangster stuff. Kill your mama, shoot your daddy, and shit like that.
I listen
choking
to
you
love
from the back.
Too.
No, she don't.
No, I don't.
Trust me, y'all.
I listen to love music. Wait a minute. So, Delicious and Wiz Khalifa are officially together now?
Who?
Delicious and Wiz Khalifa. So, I'm so delicious. Delicious. Big Buddha.
I thought she
delicious.
Said she was dating his brother or somebody like that.
No, I think it's him. But if she is dating him, Amber Rose, boo, I think he's gone for good. Y'all singing Delicious? Baby.
Delicious is, she has completely changed. I would say that. She don't look nothing like she did on the Flavor of Love. And she wasn't even a bad looking chick.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't do that. Like,
oh, I saw
what
her
is
person.
Up with that? What
that ass is that nice
so
in person. I saw a close up and personal. I was like, yep, that
but
ass is that nice
Delicious
in person.
Was so, she was like really pretty to me on Flavor of Love, still. But she's gotten a lot of work done, but I don't feel like it was really necessary for her to do all that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why does everybody want to look like Hollywood? Because Hollywood pretty and everywhere else pretty is completely different. Because people in Hollywood, we know y'all get surgeries all damn day long. Y'all ain't got shit up.
Yeah, so that's not even real. Like, you don't even count.
Yeah.
You're fake.
Like, but why do people, like,
when you get 30, in 30 years, you might be horrifically ugly.
So, like, y'all gonna need some, bitches is taking these reels out, y'all. They don't think people know. Y'all gonna need some fucking reels later on, and like, y'all gonna be looking like a fucking worm when
y'all
take get old.
Okay. Why they taking
y'all gonna be all hunched over, like a damn slinky.
They be trying to look like Angela in Houston. That's what they be trying to look like. Just saying.
They gonna be hunched over like slinky, for real. Mm-mm, don't look like me, because I'm a little heavy right now, so.
Oh, get out of here. Where's the freaking crickets? I'm going to give you a couple of crickets. I ain't done in a while. You forget them. Heavy.
No.
I'm looking a little heavy.
Serious, I am.
Y'all
got big, y'all. I'm fine.
Because
you
my
get a
girl is safe.
Huh? You said you can't get a rib move?
Yeah, they're getting ribs removed. You can get your lower two ribs removed. Who, me? Hell no.
Nah,
I need my damn rib shit.
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller from the 209. You on Glitz and Glamour. What's up?
Hello, this is Fred from Cali.
What's good? Why, he coming there with a deep voice. This is Fred from Cali.
Yeah. I had a question when it comes to personal relationships.
Oh, we're talking about the topic. Mm-hmm. We ain't even talking about the topic today.
I know, and we damn near done. We need to get together, y'all.
Doing trifling.
It's just one quick
question. Anyway.
My question is that when a problem arises in a relationship, right, and something was said, voices were raised, or maybe your behavior towards your significant other or someone you're talking to, it gets quite offensive. What I find is that when I have hurt the feelings or stepped on a female's toes on accident, I immediately better have her space or apologize and, you know, say I'm sorry, didn't mean to, my bad, won't happen again, cool, right? I'm forgiven. But what I find is that when I have a problem and I don't like what the female has done towards me, she don't want to talk, I'm fucked up, and don't talk to me again. never apologize, don't come back, sorry, my bad. You just kind of come back willy-nilly, act like nothing happened.
Hey,
and
I agree with you, bro.
That sounds about right. I agree with you, bro.
That's part of why I'm single right now, that bullshit there.
Oh, Teddy. You play too much.
So when how can I remedy this, or how can I check this very fast before I deal with another woman or something like that, to know that she gives a damn about my feelings, like I'm like she requires me to care about hers?
I'm gonna take some notes,
you,
bro.
You might want to just lay that out, actually. Man. So when you meet her and y'all talking about your likes and your dislikes and, you know, what you expect in a relationship when you're talking to somebody, you might want to just lay that out as a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be open to communicate and just woman up to your mistakes, period. Just lay that out there. And if she can't accept that and be able to do that, then that's just not going to work for you because you're going to get the same response.
Mm.
Because I would probably respond like that. I'll just completely just not talk to you and then just come back like nothing happened a couple days later.
Yep.
However, you're not going to do that to me. But that's not
you come
right.
Back and
I'm
beat. You come back and my, who is this game going to be so strong? Who is this? No, and damn well, I don't know who you is, but anyway.
Wait, who? Hello?
Yes.
No, or was it you just saying, or were you, like, asking who I was?
I was agreeing with Angela that if you do that to me, like, what we would do is probably not speak to you for a while and come back like everything's cool, but if you do that to me, I'm going to hit you with that. Who is this?
Oh,
you know, like,
right.
Your phone, I'm like, who is this? Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're
and that's
what, like, girl, you know who this is? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what I get highly offended by. Like, I'm supposed to have this great character, and, you know, I'm supposed to come back, oh, I know I pissed you off. Like, I'm never going to be like, everything's all cool because I know the last conversation was, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Freddie won't talk to you anymore. Like, and I come back, hey, I'm sorry, my bad, I was wrong. But I find that some females that have done this to me, I get extremely pissed off. They come back, everything's cool. But 2 hours ago, you were like, nigga, fuck you, bitch, get out of my face. You know what I mean?
See, but I don't get to that point of arguing like that. That's too much.
Yeah.
Not doing all the FU. If so, don't come in the one time.
That's good. If you're going to argue like that, just go to the room, strip the clothes off, and take it out in the bedroom. Like, that's what's going on.
Thank you.
Oh,
Lord. Nice.
Before you get to that point, you start acting a fool and start cussing and slinging and throwing stuff across the room, go in the damn room,
mm-hmm.
and shut the hell up.
No,
okay. I agree, man. I agree with you, bro. Cause like with me, I had that happen. Like whenever you get mad, like I just wanted to shoot every time she was like didn't want to talk or whatever. I let her have her space. But as soon as I want my space, it's like, oh, what's wrong? What did I do? What did I know? And they want to keep bugging you over and over, like. I'm not mad. I'm mad at the moment. You're mad at the moment. You're not mad at them, but you're mad at the moment. So let me get some space, and I'm going to be good again. They don't let you have that space. They want to keep nagging over and over again.
Right.
Whew. Yeah, you didn't got me fired up, man.
Women don't do space well, okay? We don't do it.
Yeah.
You can't
you get some
to
space,
give
you
space.
Can lose some feelings.
Yeah, like, we have to offer you space. You can't offer us space because then
mm-hmm.
we feel like you got somebody else or you are
right.
focusing all your space on me.
Yeah.
So then it's a problem. So you're like, let's get do. Like, offer space or time to think. We don't want time to think because we don't even know what we're going to think about.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, okay? You know, a woman does not know. She just don't know.
Yeah, as soon as the dude tell y'all we want space, y'all want to say, oh, who are you talking to? Like, it's all been like that. Like, chill out.
No,
you
want
space.
Oh, I give you some space, all right.
Yeah,
your space
would
be
one.
A breakup. Ain't no damn
that's
space.
That's number
you
one.
Space would go in another room.
Now that she's running, walking to the next room, yelling at you. You try to go to her room, and she's following you to the next room and want to argue
I don't do that. It's been plenty of times. Russo been in the room. I've been in the room. We did it about 2 days straight. I don't give a damn. That's all the space you're getting, goddammit. Get the space you want to be a single nigga.
Okay.
That's messed up, man.
Okay. So from now on, I suggest, like, put that on the table. Like, if you can't, you know, get to apologizing when I'm was offended by how you acted with me, and she has a problem with that, just kind of keep it moving on that, right?
Pretty much. Put it on the table.
Yeah. I almost never do that. I'll remember to do that next time.
Hey, man, it's 2015, man. We got to let them put it on the table, let them know. That's what 2015 is about, put it on the table.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering my question.
No problem. We appreciate you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Fred, that was Fred, California. Fred, man, why, Fred voice is extra deep. Yeah. You, what,
yeah.
How do y'all feel? Oh, Lord.
Fred was being sexy, okay?
Fred was trying to be serious and trying to tell y'all on at the same time. He was trying to be serious.
Fred,
he was trying to be the slow jam, the dude for the slow jam. Tonight, ladies, we're going to bring you a very special hit.
Fred was like, this is a hint that I'm single. What a hoes it?
Okay.
Y'all, Fred in L.A. is single.
Hey, hey, Fred, if you get up sometime this month, man, you owe us, man. You owe us on Instagram, man.
Okay. At least a story.
Okay.
Because they're going to be like,
who was that guy that was on the radio for Cali? I'm in Cali.
You know, so.
You and your voices, oh my God.
Oh my
God. He
cried
too much.
Oh my God. Oh God, I got something. I'm over here crying, man. Oh, man.
You just go for it.
Okay, so we never got to our top five relationship must-haves at all. We didn't even. So who wants to go first? Because we got to play catch-up now. It didn't even get to them at all.
Okay, so I'm going to say my top five relationship must-haves. Okay, and this is business and, like, a personal relationship. Must have some honesty. You got to be ambitious. We have to share some similar interests. Got to be able to communicate. And you kind of pretty much got to, like, stand on your word. Like, when you say you're going to do something, I need you to do it.
Okay.
So,
what's the ones that listener put earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, so I posted the question, your five most important things in a relationship on Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends did respond, and number one was some bomb-ass D, number two was big D, number three was some bomb-ass head, number four is eat ass, and number five is can fuck. So as long as you got a bomb dick, big dick, mom ass head, and you eat ass, and you can fuck. Then
as long as you're blessed sexually,
your girl.
She good with you.
So, Jasmine is your girl. Google her. Look up on Facebook.
Okay.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Okay.
Clearly.
What
she
about you,
Reed? Who
are your top five?
I did just laugh. But I'm going to still about. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to. I would say, as you said, some good day.
Ooh.
What?
Okay,
really, just going to have a relationship and the sex is what? I mean,
Houston, y'all better watch out. Houston, a freak, y'all. Don't be falling for the
idiot. Hey, wait a minute. No, I'm not. Anyway. Anyway, whatever I don't. Okay, let me go up Instagram so I can really talk to y'all. Yeah, so, good D. Honesty. Trust, because if you don't trust that person, y'all going to drive each other insane thinking this person and that person is cheating. What else? Two more. I'm with Angela. You got to be ambitious because I need you to know what you're doing in your life and get your life together. You know, I need one more.
Yep.
I ain't gonna say communication because I ain't thinking with communication anyway. So you don't talk to me, I'm cool. I am. I'm the nigga that's gonna ignore you and be like, okay, cool, whatever. But
shit wrong.
When I get over it, we good. It might take about 3 days. So you might be in the living room. I've been in a room for about 3 days, but we'll come back together. And I'm thinking about what's my relationship, like partner relationship, not as far as business, so personal, I guess. I didn't even think about my my business answer. And then my last one for personal would be, got to have chemistry. Got to be, you know, have chemistry, got to vibe, got to be friends too. Because when you do get on my nerves and you in the living room for 3 days, I'm going to need the friendship going to have to come out. Because that's the only way you won't get back in the room.
You don't get tired of looking at your ass. I'm tired of looking at your ass on my couch.
So, okay, get your ass up. Go in the room.
Ratchet.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What about
me,
you,
man? Ooh, number one, nagging. And I tell you what I mean by nagging. Like, I cannot stand a person that wants to talk on the phone 5 times a day for 3 hours apiece. Ain't that kind of time of the day. Especially if we're not really talking about nothing. If it's the same type of talk, what you doing? Oh, I'm watching TV. What you watching? I'm watching this. Okay, how was your day? Like, if it's like that every time, we can't be splitting the
y'all
hour
got no damn
on the phone with each other. Right.
Y'all don't belong together.
At all.
Okay, number two. If I can't, no, because all this is about to, I'm just going to stick with, this going to be must-haves when it comes to communication in relationship. Number two is, if you call me, and of course, especially after you just found out I was watching TV or whatever, and you have the nerve to keep having a million conversations in the background while you're on the phone with me, that's the ultimate way to piss me off. Like, that turns me off a person really quick. Like, we in that phase where we in dating phase, trying to make it to relationship phase, and you do that, that's going to drop you down a whole lot. Because it's that noisy. I can't, because you wait, first of all, you just heard me say I was busy, but you try to force me to still be on the phone with you instead of just waiting to call me back or whatever. But you want to have a mean conversation. So do you want to talk to me or do you want to talk to people in your background another time? That's number two. Number three, I'm going to say the rest of your personal business. Oh, that was up to number two. That was number two. It kind of tied at number one.
He got some good explanations on his. He not playing.
Number three, our loyalty, man. And when I say loyalty, I'm going to have to teach you what loyalty means. A lot of people think that being loyal means even if somebody do you wrong, you still got to rock with them. No, you don't. Being loyal is two different things when it comes to, you know, if somebody keeps doing you wrong and they mean no good by you, you don't have to stand by their side, because if you stand by their side and they keep doing you wrong, that's not loyalty, that's dumb. So to me, after a while, if you're not showing me the same respect back, I can't see loyalty because you ain't earned my loyalty. Loyalty has to be earned just like respect. Number four, man, you got to have ambition. And that's the relationships and business. Like, if you want to tell people that's always typing on Facebook that you're bored, this, that, and the other, then you're not doing something right, man. Find something constructive to do. Find a hobby. Take time to study what your craft is more, whatever. Do something like that. But don't let the last thing that comes to your mouth be that you're bored. There's too many things to do these days to be bored.
I'm always bored. What you mean?
You know what?
I'll be a part of my extracurricular activity.
I'm going to throw something to the other side of the screen. Okay? Keep it up.
I'm just saying, I have all this more.
Number five, how relationship-wise, it kind of goes back to what Houston said as number one, but it's not the same thing. This is actually more general, man. You got to be one of them chicks that just wild, man. Like, you can't, like, wild. Because don't let your face fool you, people. That's all I'm going to say. All right. That's all my thing. My top five. There you go.
Woo. Well, now that Mr. and Mrs. Filthy are done.
Wow. Why we got to be filthy, though?
I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, I know you're talking about me. Hold up.
It may be even funnier.
Hey, just because sometimes we feel like it, and sometimes we don't mean that we got to be chastised.
We don't have to put up with this. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour in our new season. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Woo-woo! And make sure that y'all are following us on Facebook, because y'all need to, and that's where you will see our show updates as well as other random ads during the week posts. So, it is facebook.com/glitzandglamourradio, and that is Glitz with a Z.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Fat Sue, man. Fat was too. He was on the show yesterday. He checked in. And he's doing a lot better. So big ups to Fast, man.
Woo woo, hi.
Hey.
And shout out to Fred from LA. He's trying to turn y'all on. So where he get that at?
Shout out to
Fred. Leave your name in the chat box and shit.
Okay.
This nigga trying to turn y'all on. Yeah, I want to talk serious, but I really want to see how we're going
to get. See which one of them I can get.
You're so childish.
All right,
can't
y'all.
Can't do long distance. Let's spend some money. I'm just kidding.
I'll see y'all next Tuesday, man. Same time, same ratchet station.
Adios.
Good night.